This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things happening around the Umpqua Valley. And today, we're spotlighting two events that are happening this Saturday in downtown Roseburg. Our second segment, we'll talk about Umpqua Brew Fest, but want to start talking about Blocktoberfest 24. And Brittany Arnold, one of the organizers in here. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
So how did this all begin a few years ago?
Yes, this is our third year, and it really started with just a small dream to bring everyone, bring life back into downtown and bring in all of our amazing vendors and really just have like a good old-fashioned block party. It's a little bit bigger than that, but which is great. But yeah, just bringing together neighbors and community for our locals and for visitors as well to see what we've got.
Back in the day, there used to be a summertime event, like I think it was in June in downtown. Some point in the last decade, that went away. And I know there was an interest in doing something. And you came, really kind of got started right on the tail end of COVID.
Yes, which was so much needed after that as well, is really bringing together everybody again and again bringing life into downtown.
Now, the very first year, of course, everybody is not exactly sure how it's going to go, yet it turned into an immediate hit.
It did, and it continues just to get better every year. We're really excited about this year. We just kind of fine-tune it each year, but it's been really good since the very beginning. We've had so much support.
And the beginning of October, historically, although some people always question it until you put the data in front of them, beginning of October is historically very dry in the Umpqua Valley. Your chance of rain is pretty rare, and you've got pretty good temperatures, and you've got it again this weekend.
Yep. Never rains at Blocktoberfest. That's what I like to say.
I don't know. I think that's trademarked by Autzen Stadium.
I know.
But you can try, but that's all right. So what part of the, when you say downtown, how much of the area are you taking up?
So we are going to be closed, and this is really great for the public to know. We will be closed from Douglas to Lane Street. Now, Douglas and Lane will be open, but all of Jackson and Main and those cross streets in between will be closed. Kane will be open this year. It was closed last year, but it will be open. But everything centralized from Douglas over to Lane will be shut down.
And you've really, I remember last year, it was really packed with things.
Yes. So Jackson Street really is a showcase of our local vendors. The downtown businesses are a big part of it as well. And they come out and do pop-up shops in front of their locations. The restaurants are open. And then Main Street spotlights all of our community vendors. And that really goes from local groups, kids groups, activities. We have a family stage. We have, you know, nonprofits and other businesses and organizations we have here.
And so that really makes it not just an adult event, given the beverage selection, but really a whole family event.
It is a full family event. We have some wonderful family activities. We've got AeroTag, which if you haven't come to Blocktoberfest in the past and seen them, it's really great archery combat with foam arrows and inflatables, and kids and adults love it. Bob's Looney Balloons is there.
I may be too old for that. I don't know.
I don't think so. It's foam arrows.
No.
Foam arrows.
Okay.
We've got face painting and a video game trailer this year.
Wow. And so really all ages then?
Yes, all ages. The booths all have activities. So it's, yeah, a really good time for the whole family.
And you spotlight some local music. Talk about that.
Yes. So we have a main stage that will be on Jackson Street, and we have local bands performing on that throughout the day. Then we have a family stage, which is on Main Street, and that really showcases, we have so much local talent, and that showcases a handful of groups. We've got the Roseburg Cheer Teams, we've got Wildlife Safari, we've got some youth performers, we've got UACT doing a big showcase, and the Hula Company, which is also really popular to come and watch. Those schedules are on the website, roseburgblocktoberfest.com, as well as the map.
And what about the bands that are playing?
The bands that are playing on the main stage are the Barely Local Band. They kick it all off at 11, and then the Brothers Reed, they're at 12:30. Soul Kitchen is at 2:30, and the Daniel Nichols Band closes the day off at 4:30.
So how late does this go for the whole event?
This goes from 11 to 6. Streets will be closed from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., so keep that in mind. But it's just a great, it's all day, packed with fun, so come and spend the day.
And so parking obviously isn't that far away. You've got good weather, so a little bit of a walk will not be that big a deal.
Yes.
So what do you like the most about it? Is there any one thing that really makes you spend time being one of the organizers?
This is my favorite event in Roseburg. There isn't anything like it to bring together really every aspect of what makes Roseburg so special and unique, from the food to the music to our businesses and shops and artists. All of it in one stop is pretty special, so we love it.
And you've got folks that come from all around Douglas County for this. I understand some people last year dropped down off the freeway to check things out because they'd heard something was actually pretty interesting in downtown, and it just keeps getting bigger.
It does, and we hope that more visitors come. Again, it's just such a great one place to see everything that we have here, and it's beautiful, and downtown is beautiful, and getting everyone together makes for a really good time.
We've seen a lot of newer shops in the last 2 or 3 years begin in the downtown area, sometimes grow, sometimes have to move to a bigger location downtown, and just some things that really weren't here before.
Yes. Yeah, it's really great. It's always, and it's a great opportunity to get downtown and see what those local shops are. A lot of them will be doing specials and, again, be popped out in front of their business, and it's a great opportunity.
So it's happening on Saturday, but one thing to remember is that it's just a one-day event.
Yes.
Because there's always somebody that comes along Sunday and wonders where everything is.
Yes, just on Saturday from 11 to 6.
And who all is involved with making this happen?
There's just a small group of us that were like-minded. RJ Mills is the owner of North 40, and it was really his dream. And there's a small group of us that were like-minded and wanting to bring the community together. And we've pulled it off, but not without all the support of the city and so many local businesses and organizations.
Yeah, I know you've got a lot of big sponsors that are really helping out in a lot of different ways.
Yes, we have such an amazing community. I mean, everybody always pulls forward and helps out. So the investment of everybody and then everybody coming has just been incredible every year.
And NeighborWorks Umpqua, talk about their involvement.
Yes, so they are our main sponsor. And again, we couldn't do this without them. They're a great essential part of coordinating it and being at the event as well.
So it is Saturday. Again, what are the hours?
Saturday from 11 to 6.
And if people want to find out more, where do they go?
They can go to our Facebook page, Roseburg Blocktoberfest, which has updated information. And they can also go to the website, roseburgblocktoberfest.com, which has the map and schedules as well.
Well, a lot going on at Blocktoberfest. It's really turned into a big hit and something that I think people really hadn't seen here in a very long time.
Yeah, we're excited, and we hope to keep this going for years to come.
All right, Brittany Arnold from Blocktoberfest, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
12:44, segment 2. We'll talk about Umpqua Brewfest in a moment. The interview, a podcast at 541radio.com, 12:44 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 12:48, Lars Larson at 1. It's News Radio 93.9 FM and 12:40 KQEN. Brittany Arnold's been in here talking about NeighborWorks Umpqua's Blocktoberfest. A lot of organizations involved with that. And happening also this weekend is the Umpqua Brewfest with Umpqua Watersheds. Casey Hobick expected in here momentarily. Brittany, one of the things about doing these two events essentially separate but kind of together is it brought even more people to downtown last year.
Yes, it always does. It's great to be able to work together with watersheds and other organizations. It makes for a really great community get together.
And I'm going to just snag some information off their website, because I suspect that at some point Casey is going to just come wandering in here. The event, of course, is this Saturday, and they are located behind Old Soul Pizza in downtown Roseburg. Now, they've got a lot of different craft beers from both locally and around the state. There's food opportunities there as well. And, of course, craft beer has really taken off in Oregon in particular. The Umpqua Valley jumped in. We've got so many people involved in that. And the event has been going on for a number of years. It's been out at the fairgrounds. It's been other places. But they have kind of settled in. And I really liked the idea of sort of these different events, but both bringing people into the area, and a lot of people can enjoy one, go over, enjoy the other, come back, that kind of thing.
Yes, that is great. And like I said, the businesses will be doing that as well. So it definitely makes it a one-stop, come and spend the day in downtown Roseburg.
And there are different types of craft beers that are available. You pay one price to get in. You get a tasting glass. You get, I think it's 5 tickets with that. And then you're able to check those out. You could buy additional tickets if you want. And the uniqueness of craft brew is pretty fascinating. A number of years ago, when it really kicked off in the 80s up north, and maybe it was going on other places, but that I happened to be in Portland then, right when McMinimum's actually started. And their very first one, and I remember working with the brothers on that, and a lot of people thought, why would this take off? This is more expensive. But it's sort of like nicer coffee, you know, versus your typical large can that's $3. You get what you pay for.
That you do. And we have a lot of talented brewers here. And we also have a number of them that will be on the streets at Blocktoberfest, in addition to the Umpqua Brewfest. So you'll be able to go see them there as well. We have different pricing. So there is some differences in the two events. We have a cup. Blocktoberfest has a cup and tokens also for sale that you'll need to get in order to consume alcoholic beverages. And the cup's really great. It's a souvenir cup, so you'll want to have it anyway.
It's not red, is it?
It's green.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. In the downtown area for Blocktoberfest, where are some of your food and drink vendors? Where are they going to be?
They're mostly going to be on Jackson. You can go and look at the map online. We've got a number of food trucks. We added a few more this year. Again, all local. And we've even got some good local groups like UCC Athletics that are doing a fundraiser with Brats. So just a great come hungry and thirsty as well. We've got a lot of great vendors.
And all these events happening in downtown on a perfect weekend for this kind of an event. And it's not going to be that many more weeks where trying to pull this off. I mean, this is really like the perfect spot, because you don't have the September high heat that sometimes pops up at events and things like that. And suddenly, and then it can happen into October, but it's, you know, more rare. And then you're not dealing with dodging clouds and rain and all that.
Yes, perfect day for Blocktoberfest.
So what about downtown? What do you like about the best when you walk around downtown?
I love, it's beautiful, but especially on Blocktoberfest, it is so exciting to see the community come together and everybody come and enjoy it, and also all the businesses come out and make friends and meet people and try some food trucks you haven't tried, try some breweries you haven't tried or some wineries, and walk around. You'll be able to walk around all of Main Street and Jackson with your beverage and just enjoy.
And, you know, the people, I think a lot of times when you're downtown, you don't, if you don't stop to take a moment to walk around like you can at Blocktoberfest, you don't really notice some of the unique architecture of downtown. Not everybody knows all the historical aspects, but some of the buildings have been around, you know, for way back. Some of the buildings that were altered and are maybe not quite as big as they used to be before the Roseburg Blast and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that you see downtown is some of the housing. Now, Umpqua Community College, we've talked about this with Dr. Pockrand, about their projects bringing more housing for students in the downtown area. But there's also, apartments above some of these stores and other locations. And some of the people that are doing that really enjoy being part of that. That's pretty common in bigger cities. And I think there's more of it going on in Roseburg than people really stop to look at.
Yes, and I guarantee if I spend the most time, doing this and coordinating this event, and this is the most time I spend downtown, and every time I find a new shop or, architecture or something I appreciate more. So I guarantee if you go downtown and you just hit a restaurant and then leave, you don't often get to see those things. So it is a great opportunity to walk around.
You've got, the old Umpqua Hotel, and you've got the Colhagen Building, and you've got all these different buildings that, ones that have been altered along the way, the former Roseburg Book and Stationery location, and places like that, the building where the Wine Destination is, and there's a clothing place next door to that as well. There's just a lot of cool things with the architecture to check out.
There is, yes. And you'll be sure to find vendors that you enjoy in local shops, and it's really great. We've got about 60 vendors, community partners on Main Street, and I think we're around the same, close to 60, 80 on Jackson Street.
Wow. So, that's like 120, 140 different parts of this community all in one place.
Yes, we're packing the streets. It will be a good time.
All right. Well, it's happening this weekend. Brittany, thanks for hanging around. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
1255 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.